You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland City Mission and Depot Art Space in Devonport have a collaborative exhibition of homeless artists' work that they're exhibiting at the moment. So Angus spoke to creative director Linda Blanco and started off with asking her what the exhibition involves.
Well, we're working with a tutor called Claire Caldwell, who is a painter and art therapist, and so the exhibition will have paintings and also it'll be ceramics as well. Peter Longy was the initial teacher there, and he's changed now. It's a guy called Charles, I don't know his surname, but yeah, so ceramics and paintings primarily, Angus.
Like how many artists are involved, roughly? Do you have an idea?
About up to 20, and they've produced, some of them have produced quite a sort of significant body of work. Some of them have put in one or two pieces, but it's a fantastic, it's just such a fantastic eclectic show, so we're really looking forward to it. We did one in 2016, so this was a follow-up.
And now, what was the reception like in 2016? Did it involve a similar process?
It was really great. We loved it, and we're really looking forward to the next one because we work quite closely with the tutors and artists to get the exhibition together. It's a really amazing thing to have it in Devonport because it, you know, breaks down a lot of barriers and perceptions about what it is to be homeless.
And so what are the sort of benefits then for allowing homeless people this platform to like express themselves but also to show off their art and display it?
I guess one of the fundamental things is that they are artists, and it's always great to have a place to exhibit work. And Depot's been going for a while, so it attracts a lot, quite a big audience. Also, one of the things that we see in our community is that really breaks down perceptions of what it is to be homeless. You know, it actually deconstructs the whole sort of homeless identity so that a person is an artist first, and homelessness is a situation they're in. It's not that they are identity-wise a homeless person. So what's great about it, Angus, is it just changes perceptions of what it is to be homeless. You know, people aren't, you know, they're not just labelled in one single way. You know, they are artists in our place first and foremost. And also I think the other really good thing for us is that it happens in Devonport, and I think that for us who live here, it makes homelessness a much more, it doesn't just take place in the CBD. It's not a situation for the CBD and for South Auckland. Homelessness is also happens on the North Shore, and there's a whole sort of invisibility to that needs to be broken down as well. Like, lots of people across all sections of the community are homeless.
So it sounds like a really, really personalising exhibition, like quite important, really.
It's really important. It's really, really important because the depot, really, part of what the depot does, as well as being inclusive and so loving these exhibitions, is that we have a commitment to focusing on social issues, that we see the art as a real platform for airing significant social issues, and this is one we really love to address as well.
And so I understand there's also an international kind of component of this whole exhibition, so can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, that exhibition, that part of the exhibition is called This Is Where I Live, and it's an exchange of artworks for people living rough and homeless in New York, Mumbai, Melbourne, Berlin, London, and here. And it highlights the sort of visual art of people who have been marginalised in big cities.
And so it's starting this weekend, right? And when does it run to?
Yeah, it's starting this weekend, and it runs through to 3 weeks from then. I think it finishes on the 12th of July.
And so does it cost at all to enter, or is there any financial?
No, it's free, and it's open 7 days a week. Great that BFM's giving real visibility to this issue. It's a really timely issue, and it's really important to break down those stereotypes, you know, amongst our broader population, especially given the fact that a lot of people are in this situation today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.